Nolte, California prosecutor says looters' needs must be considered when charged. By John Nolte on September 3, 2020. A California district attorney is requiring her prosecutors to consider looters' needs when weighing criminal charges against them, reports Fox News. The new mandate, set forth by Contra Costa County District Attorney Diane Becton, makes it tougher to prosecute looting cases in the county, which sits just outside San Francisco, the report says. She's ordering them to consider five factors, including, was the theft committed for financial gain or personal need? Need? As in I need to update my stereo system? No one in America needs anything. Unless you're mentally disabled, which is a whole other discussion, you have food and shelter aplenty. Not to mention free schooling and medical care. Not to mention an iPhone, video games, cable TV, Netflix, air conditioning, and internet. What a load of crapola. When the domestic terrorist groups that call themselves Black Lives Matter and Antifa first organized their riots more than 3 months ago, I said in no uncertain terms we were only at the beginning of the violence. That the riots would go on and on and on. Some scoffed at that. In the past, even during the turbulent 60s, riots never lasted more than a few days. Either order was restored or the anger burnt itself out. It was obvious from day one, these riots were different. To begin with, they are not really riots. Riots are organic. What we are seeing today are organized terror campaigns. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are nothing more and nothing less than the Democrat Party's brown shirts. How do we know this? To begin with, the Democrat Party openly sides with the terrorists, as does the corporate media. And not just rhetorically. It is no secret that Joe Biden's VP pick, Kamala Harris, supported a bail fund specifically set up to immediately release those arrested for rioting right back out into the streets of Minneapolis. 12 paid Biden staffers joined her. What kind of people see looting and burning buildings and support a fund that releases the looters and building burners? The answer is in the asking. Then there are the Democrat governors who have access to enough National Guard troops to restore order and refuse to send them. That's a deliberate choice. A choice between restoring order and allowing domestic terrorism to continue. These Democrat governors choose to allow the domestic terrorism to continue. The biggest tell, though, is what we are seeing from local prosecutors, such as this Diane Becton. If Democrats such as Kamala Harris are unable to raise enough bail money to build the revolving door that keeps the looters looting, the rioters rioting, and terrorists terrorizing, amoral leftists such as Becton fill the gap. She's not the only prosecutor looking for any excuse to keep the looters looting, the rioters rioting, and terrorists terrorizing. In one Democrat-run city after another, corrupt prosecutors are bending over backwards to ensure the violence and organized socialist revolution is not hindered by pesky notions such as law and order and equal protection. These are evil people releasing evil people to do evil against the innocent. Let's not forget you have to win an election to become a district attorney. Let's not forget you deserve the leaders you vote for. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.